Andre Moore comes in as a rookie. I know he's impressed you guys during the early offseason. But realistically, how much can you give him on his plate right away? How much can he possibly absorb this soon? Given that you have veterans in front of him, and obviously he's not getting a ton of reps.
Well, so far we haven't found that limit yet. He's been very good in the classroom. He's handled everything that we've given him, both in the OTAs and starting off the training camp. I think he's going to give us a lot of versatility and do some different things for us. And I really see him contributing as a rookie. You know, he's got some growing up to do, and he's got to help us on special teams. He's got to contribute on special teams when he's called to do so. But the guy's off to an outstanding start, and you know, we got to see it happen when pads come on. It's going to be different, you know, when pads come on, but he's off to a good start.
Some teams looked at him as an outside backer in 3-4.
Uh-huh.
You guys obviously look at him as a down in 4-3.
Right.
What made you feel that was better for him?
Well, number one, why we thought he could do it is when we saw him on tape. But going against the SEC opponents, he showed up every time. You know, he'd have his hand down and he'd show up in the pass rush. You know, he's always close to the quarterback, always a physical player. And, you know, when he came in here in the OTAs and mini camps, he showed that again. And you know, he's got some rookie in him, there's no doubt. But it's the good kind of rookie. He's one that you got to tell to slow down. You don't ever have to tell him to speed up. And he's off to an outstanding start. And like I said, I really believe that the guy's going to contribute early.
Coach, what can you do to get this team better against the run in training camp?
Well, once pads come on, we've got to be more physical. And we've talked about that as a unit. And, you know, there's no way to shy away from that. We weren't as physical as we want to be, you know, as we want to be last year when you plugged the tape in. So, you know, we're out there as far as defensive linemen. When you don't have pads on, it's hard to evaluate a lot of things. But when the pads come on, that's what you got to evaluate: our toughness, the energy and passion that we're playing with, and how physical we are. And I think that's the number one thing that we've got to improve on, is being more physical, which will in turn stop the run, which will in turn allow us to rush the passer.
Can you talk a little bit about Colin Jenkins and what he might bring to you guys as far as stopping the run and
the play? You know, Cullen, I was with 4 years in Green Bay. Very explosive guy, very talented guy. Has matured a lot. I mean, he's a different guy than he was in Green Bay. He's a guy that's has gotten better and better as time's gone on. Very explosive player, both in the run game and in the pass game. And he's going to bring a lot of versatility to us. You know, I think he can go inside. He can play outside. We can do some different things with Cullen, which in turn will allow us to do different things with some of our other guys. So he really adds some versatility to what we're doing.
See a different determination in Justin this year? Obviously, it's a big season.
Justin, I said this earlier, he's probably had his best offseason since I've been with him, you know, joining the fourth year I've gone, you know, been with Justin. I think he's in the best physical shape. Seems to be in a great frame of mind. And, you know, the injuries were a factor on him last year. They were a factor. And I think if he can keep himself clean with injuries, I am totally confident that Justin will be a big contributor for us and be very effective defensive lineman for us.
Was there anything else, do you think, that contributed to the last couple of years with him? There has been a bit of a decline. It did seem like it was mostly injuries. Was there anything else you think that
I don't think so. You know, it's a tough game. And those guys across from us get paid too, you know. You know, he wasn't as bad as everybody thought he was, but he wasn't as good as he usually is. So, you know, we just got to keep building. He's approached the offseason. I thought it was, just outstanding how he approached the OTAs and the offseason. And he's in very, very good shape. And I think, you know, he's got to prove it when the pads come on, but I think that he's prepared to have an outstanding season.
A couple of years ago, Kiwanuka had a great start to the season. I think he had 4 sacks in 3 games. Do you think he can have that sort of pass rushing effect again?
Well, I certainly hope so. I know this, Kiwi and Tuck, since I've been with them, had their best off seasons, and the OTA work that Kiwi had was outstanding. He's off to a great start these first few days of practice. You know, the truth will be told once we get in pads and once we get in preseason game and once the real bullets start being fired. But the toughness he brings, the leadership he brings to that group in that room. Looking forward to that. You know, we need some toughness in there, and he does. He's a tough person naturally, and I'm excited about it. He's where he needs to be before we get in pads, and so we'll see once the pads come on where we go. You know, some of that's true. I think there's some people that can't be taught to be any tougher. But, you know, when everybody around you is playing physical and playing with energy and passion, it tends to bring everybody else up to that level. And that's what we're trying to do as a unit, is to increase that passion and the level of intensity that we play with. And I don't, you know, there was times when we watched the off season watching cut-ups. You didn't see that when you turned the tape on. Sometimes, some things that we can control, sometimes it wasn't. But the thing that we're trying to do is what we can control, we want to control. We want to play with energy. We want to bring energy and passion and physicality to this defense. And if we do that, I think the rest will take care of itself.
Do you still believe that Marvin Austin can be an effective
part? You know, Marvin, along with Tuck and along with Kiwi, I said this earlier, he's another one that has had his best offseason. Of course, he's been healthy for the first time. He's never been able to go through a true offseason, you know, because of different ailments that he's had. And so he's where he needs to be right now. He can't disappear when the pads come on. And so he knows what he's got to do. You know, I've spoken to him about it. When the pads come on, he's got to produce. When we get out there under the lights, he's got to produce. And right now, he's got himself in a position to give him the best opportunity of since he's been here, of having a productive year.
What's your best case scenario for a guy like him this year? I mean, what would you really want to use him for this year?
Well, anytime you got big guys, you need the depth. But time will tell. Once we get out there in pads and once we get into preseason games, he'll kind of dictate that. What he can bring to us, and he's a very explosive player. He showed that coming out, but he's had some tough luck. Every time he gets moving in the right direction, he's had an injury or something that's pulled him back. So I think he'll kind of determine that, what he brings to us by when the pads come on, what he's showing on tape.
There's always been about four or five guys that can play defensive end here the last couple seasons. Do you think you have the same depth at defensive end that you've had the last couple years?
Yes, I really do. Now, that's got to be proven when pads come on. You know, we've got some young guys that's got to show up. They look good out there when we're running around with no pads on. But you still see some things that get you excited. You know, like I said, DeMontre, Adrian Tracy's had his best off season. Obviously, he's a good special teams player. But he's got to produce both in the run game and the pass game when he gets out there and has those opportunities.